audiences that we had here in Portland last year, they loved my work so much, and it was so wonderful to have that kind of audience response, where the audience is there as a cohort, you know, not yeah. as a fan, not as a, I don't know whatever else to call it.
Penny, we have to turn the airwaves over to the next set of folks. So I want to thank
That's
you.
That's fun.
Yeah, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you. We've got performances of a couple different shows, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, boomarts.org for more information. Thank you so much,
and
Penny. Yeah.
Your audience can write me directly at mspennyarcade@gmail. Ms. Penny Arcade at Gmail. Go ahead, write me. I'll write you back.
Wonderful.
That's my new thing. Yeah, pen pals in Portland.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks so much. Great to be on your show again.
Thanks, Penny. This has been Preference.
Want to take a break from commercialization? Giving Tuesday is here.
For the past 8 years, you've been using Giving Tuesday to push back against the rising pressures of consumerism and invest in your community.
KBOO has been in this struggle with you for the past 50 years.
Make sure your contributions count and support your community radio station today.
Plus, when you give to KBOO on Giving Tuesday through the Willamette Week Give Guide, you will be entered into a raffle for 2 nights in Brasadas Ranch's Luxury Suites and a round of golf.
And if you are under 36, you'll be entered twice. Go to kboo.fm/give and make your donation right now.
You'll be glad you did.
Support KBOO,
where music makes the movement.
What's good, Portland? This is Tevin.
And this is Jalen.
Next week on Combined Culture Radio, tune in for an exclusive listening experience.
We are Portland's native Kobe premiering his new album, Escalate, with me.
That's an exclusive opportunity to lean in on Kobe on CC Radio at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, November 28th, only on KBOO.
I'm on the right away. Don't have to find a way. Get out my way.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor The Season is the Reason Yule Bazaar on Sunday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the East Portland Eagle Lodge in Portland. The Season is the Reason Yule Bazaar will feature vendors, winter holiday stories, and seasonal pagan celebrations. The bazaar is also a drop-off site for donations for Esther's Pantry, a local organization dedicated to providing food and personal care items to low-income people living with HIV. Again, that's The Season is the Reason Yule Bazaar, Sunday, December 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the East Portland Eagles Lodge, 4904 Southeast Hawthorne Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Facilities, cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because it said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat, and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. I'm dry.
drop science, well I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Spread yourself.
For the pop chart, so where should a brother like you start expressing yourself, my boy, and show you how your track,
what up,
drop English right about now. Getting back to the PG, that's program, and it's easy. Dre is back, new jacks are made hollow. Expressing ain't the subject because they like to follow the words, the style, the trend. The records are spinning again and again and again. Yo, you're on the other end, watch a brother blend. Dope rhymes, but no help. There's no fessing or guessing while I'm expressing myself. It's crazy to see people be what society wants them to be, but not me. Ruthless is the way to go, they know. Others say rhymes which fail to be original, or they kill where the hip-hop starts. Forget about the ghetto and rap for the pop charts. Though some musicians cuss at home, they're scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. Yeah, they want reality, but you hear none. They'd rather exaggerate a little fiction. Some say no to drugs and take a stand, but after the show, they go looking for the dope man. Or they ban my group from the radio here in WA and say hell no. But you know it ain't all about wealth, as long as you make a note to
spread yourself.
She's
hey,
she's
hey,
said
hey,
there's
hey.
Going on Facebook, so we'll plug in with her.
Okay.
Yeah, ready?
And we are live.
We are live. Back again, another wonderful Tuesday. You with the great Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, Dave Exclusive. I changed my name on you. And my co-host, Ken Jones, is in the building again.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely got a special guest for you today. One of my, what I like to call my mentor and good friend, you know, learned a lot from him. Great businessman, great individual, great family man, you know, just a blessing to be on this earth here.
Oh, yeah.
And is Donnie Vercher from Daddy D's Barbecue.
Yes, sir.
And so he's going to be speaking with us in a minute. First off, man, we're going to check in with my co-host, Cam. Hey. Man, how's your week, bro?
It's been a week, but I'm here.
Yeah, you are.
And that's what matters.
Yeah, we live streaming today, so if you on Facebook or you on the social media, look up Calculated Conversation. You can see the show live because we're doing it big in here today. And we got an amazing show ahead of you with a great, great story coming up.
And to do a piece in there, you can either find us on our page or you can find us on the K-Boo Community Radio page. And also, right quick, I'm going to throw a little blurb out there that it's Giving Tuesday. And it's the hashtag Giving Boo Day, the day to support K-Boo Radio. And so we asking for the support of the media that does not give a platform to hate speech or oppression. A station that does not rely on commercial advertisers to provide you with local, timely, factual news. Make sure to check in. With that being said, let's keep it rolling.
With that being said, you know, it's great, great. So I want to get to my guy, Donnie Vercher, man. I'm just glad I've been wanting to get him here for a minute, man.
Right.
Like,
right.
I always have conversations with this guy, man. And every time we talk, it's just always love, it's energy, it's advice. It's just amazing. I was like, man, I got to get this conversation on the radio because I want other people to hear it because it helped me so much. So
yeah, he was excited.
Yeah, I was. With no further ado, got Donnie Vercher on the mic over there. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's happening with you, man?
Oh man, we're just glad you're here, man. How you feeling?
I really appreciate you guys having me here.
Right.
I'm here to support my brother. Huh. You know, I've seen him come a long ways in life, and I was just talking to him on the Facebook the other day how proud of him. Of all the things he's done and all the things he's got his hands in.
Right.
And so I'm happy to be here to support the show.
Yeah, man. Right. Thank you. And then we know you got Isaiah here, your right hand man. Is that your old? Is he the old?
No, he's the youngest boy.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, and so he stuck by me. He stayed by me with all the other kids decided to, you know, doing their own thing.
Uh-huh.
But he, you know, he had a job, you know, working at the shipyard.
Right.
But he stayed back to help Pops, and here we are 10 years later still doing it. But,
right. He the second main man at Daddy D's, right?
He's the second main man.
He watched you. Well, you know, we getting ahead of ourselves. Let's go back. Uh-huh. First of all, we know that you're not originally from Oregon or Washington or
no, sir.
Northwest at all, right?
No, sir.
You from Louisiana?
Lake Charles, Louisiana. That's a small town called Mossville.
That's crazy. That's where I'm from, but I never been there.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's only because... Hey, wait. No, for real. That's because all my genes is from there. Like, my grandma, man. My mom was born there. Like, I got a lot of family out there, man, so...
You need to make that trip.
And they keep saying that you're missing out. And yes. I'm like, man, I roll out there when I'm in the wheelchair.
It's a lot of love out there, man.
I heard.
A lot of respect too.
Yeah, I heard. Mm-hmm. I wanna go grab it. But so how long you been in?
Well, you know, when we first came out here, we came out here in 98 to 96, went to Hawaii for about 5 years,
mm-hmm.
came back in 2001. And when we came back in 2001, I came here as a bridge operator, meaning building bridges, you know, as a heavy equipment operator, excuse me. And so when I got back here, you know, I was building bridges for about 8 years for Hamilton Construction.
Okay.
But we had a little tragedy, you know, I broke my back in 08 on the Turner Bridge in Salem.
Hmm.
And so I was in a full body cast for 6 months. But I'm a father of 9 children, so I had to do what I had to do to overcome it, you know. And so what I did was, you know, I took my 401k to start this barbecue business that I was doing it for free anyway. I was giving it to... You know, family and friends. I mean, it wasn't a thing. I didn't think I would be selling barbecue for a living.
Right.
But we know when things happen, you know, tragedy happens, you have to overcome it. And here we are today. And so it was a blessing. Like it was my calling or something, you know.
Right, right.
But yeah, I'm not playing with it now.
Hey, not at all.
That's
great, man. And so basically what you're saying is barbecue is something you was doing for free anyway.
Yes. It was just, you know, bringing, you know, one thing about food, you know, when you put food on the table, it brings people together.
Man.
You know what I mean? And so, that was it was easy for me to do that transform when it comes from the soul anyway.
Righteous.
Yes. And righteous. So and that's how we got started, you know. And at the same time, when we started with nothing, brother. You know, I was only making $45 a day when we first opened.
Mm.
But you know, you gotta save when it's good and save when it's bad to get to where you're at today, you know. And that's exactly what we did. And it, when I made my first $100, I thought I was doing something.
Right.
Yeah, anyway, so yeah, so that's really how, you know, how it got started. And
You know what? I want to make sure that we get the beginning of it. You know what I mean?
So yes,
sir. They can see the progression. So, why barbecue? I mean, like, who taught you how to cook? First off,
well, you know, it was just in the blood, man. You know, family cookouts. My uncle Bully, man.
All in Louisiana, first.
Yeah, right? Man. Yeah. So my uncle Bully was the man. You know, it was my mother's brother. And so he always did all the family reunions, the church functions, you know. I was just a gopher. I was going to get this and get that, you know.
Right.
But, you know, out of 11 children, I'm the baby of 11 children.
Oh,
so
man.
I had more chance to soak it up.
Yeah.
And so with all the church functions and stuff like that. But I just took a light to it, man. And I know what it did. And I know what it brought. You know, like I said, it brought unity. You know, it brought, it brought people together. So it was really easy for me to do.
So in there, when they had you running around, mixed in with that, was you learning how to cook just by watching and observing, or were they having you come over and be a part of what was happening?
One thing about grilling, man, nobody lets you get on the grill for a long time, man. You got to pay your dues. He'll tell you about it too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and so it's one of those things where you have to, you know, kind of prove yourself that you wanted to do something like but I did, man. I soaked it up. I watched my Uncle Bully do things, and you know, like even like with the sauce, that was a blessing too. You know, I didn't get the sauce until 2001.
Mm.
You know,
and that's your own sauce. Let's make sure that people know that. Like,
oh yeah,
you created your own sauce.
Yeah. Well, you know, I created it, but it was given to me. Mm. It's something that's been in the family probably over 50 years.
Legacy.
So yeah. So my Uncle Bully, and I'm not kidding you, brother. We had a family reunion in 2001. My Aunt Lucille said, boy, you ain't gonna do nothing with that sauce. You better go on and get that man that sauce. You know, so it's one of those things to where I was taught a certain way, and I really put a twist to it. It was, you know, it was his sauce,
mm-hmm.
but we kept it in the family, and he passed away 3 years later. So thank God that I was able to obtain that salt, and it's still in the family to this day at Daddy D's Southern Style Barbecue.
And that's definitely my favorite sauce in the Northwest that I've had, you know. And so I always, it's worth the drive. I think it's on 4th Plain and
4th Plain
and Andreessen?
Yes, area? Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir.
In Vancouver, if you're in Vancouver. But
7204, 4th Plain.
It's definitely worth the drive, man. It's just some good food. And even more than that, it's the conversation. Sometimes I go there just to hear Donnie talk and tell me a few things and then cross back over the bridge, you know what I mean? Like, you know, getting a good plate of food is good one thing, but, you know, getting a lot of good energy, good advice, great conversation. Like, the main reason why I'm a big fan of Donnie is just because his passion for people, passion for family, the way he lift up everybody around him is, in my opinion, what a leader is supposed to do, you right, know, yeah, and yeah, you don't, right. and people just come and sit down and eat. You don't have to lift them up. You just have to serve them food, but going above and beyond and wanting to build that connection outside of, you know, the business is, I think, one of the most amazing things of Daddy D's. And that's just why I always support it. So with that being said, I don't want to take too much time on that, but I really want to know, man, like, your philosophy about people and family and love that you always talk to me about and probably everybody else that come there. Like, where did how does that work well for you? Like, the goal is to try to figure out, like, how having these compassions and these, you know, this love, how it helps you as a person, how it helps your family, and then how it helps Daddy D as a whole.
Well, you know, over the years, you know me as a family man. I mean, like, I don't know if you guys know, I'm a father of 9 children. Mm-hmm. I have 22 grandchildren. I've been married for 35 years, all from the same woman, you know. And so, but it's just, you know, I'm a people person. So it's really every customer that come in, I acknowledge every customer that walks through the door. Mm-hmm. I make sure my big deal is customer service and good food. I didn't care about the money because that's gonna come anyway.
Right.
I care about what I'm doing, you know. But a gentleman, to make a long story short, a gentleman helped me 30 years ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago.
Okay.
And I never forgot it. And I asked him, I said, you know, hey, brother, how can I pay you back? He said, oh, man, don't worry about it. Just do it for the next person, you know. Mm. And here, you know, here is it's 30 years later, I'm blessed.
Right.
And so it wasn't hard for me to bless other people. Mm. You know, I did a 180 in life. You know, from everything that I've thought I'd done wrong, here I am to make it right.
Right.
You know, and so... it's just one of those things where I can look at a person and they look at me, they can feel my vibe.
Right, right.
My vibe
right.
was easy
strong.
To just get to soak up, you know what I mean? And so it just, like, it was like a calling for me to help somebody, you know. And so my son here is sitting here, Isaiah, people just come knock on the door, you know, hey man, you got an extra food, you know, whatever. And so he has a heart
You got a heart?
Yeah, for helping homeless folks. Yeah, man. And so we decided to come up with a thing called Dream for Life. You know,
Dream for Life,
giving back to the people. And so,
Donnie, let me cut you off, man, because I wanted to get into that later, but you're hitting on it now.
Uh-huh.
So Dream for Life, this is basically a deal you do every Thanksgiving.
Every Thanksgiving and every Christmas.
And Christmas.
Yes, sir.
And you plan to serve 1,000 people, free food.
Every year.
How many years you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 6 years. This year we just fed 600 in Vancouver and 500 in Oregon, and on the 17th of this month. And so all that food is cooked through me and Isaiah.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
Wow,
that's
crazy.
We put on like 45 turkeys, 50 hams, all the trimmings. It takes us 14 hours just to smoke them. And then all, you know, I mean, I'm talking about the mashed potatoes, the gravy, it's all still made from scratch.
Right.
It ain't none of it from Costco or Cisco or something. Yeah, it's still from Daddy D's, you know what I mean? So, you know, anyway. But, you know, people are calling us. I was going to take a year off this year. I'm not going to lie to you. And my son said, Dad, you know, hey, man, you know, people be calling, you know, it's your little legacy. You know, you got to do it. Because we just opened up a new restaurant in Woodland, Washington. So we had a lot on our table. We have a restaurant in the Motor Center that we provide for the Blazers every game, and the Winterhawks, you know, we take care of all their food too there. Yeah, and so, but that being said, you know, we were running 2 restaurants, the Motor Center, and I still had to serve the people. But, you know, hey, we pulled it off.
At the spot, and when you first started, you was making $40 a day.
$45 a day, yes, sir.
And now you at a point to where people are literally like rushing to get your business. The catering. Like how many catering gigs do you get a year?
Well, I'll put it like this. We're usually booked from April to about September every single weekend. So once, you know, the season of the Blazers usually stop in April, May. But we're doing caterers right now still from last, you know, from this last of the season.
Okay.
But we're booked every single weekend all the way to September 29th or something like that. What was it? Anyway, almost more than you can shake a stick at. And so almost like me and Isaiah don't have a life because we study cooking all the time.
Right.
Even if we're...
Man, what the other kids doing?
Oh, yeah, right.
Isaiah, what they doing?
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, even though, because our days off there are Sundays and Mondays, but even if... If we off studies and money, there's always something going on with the Blazers. So we're working 7 days a week.
Right.
You know, Pitt's running, you know, 6 months straight.
That's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. From like where you come from to where you at, you know, the process, the family involved. What do you think is the, like, what? How do you think you succeeded? Like, what do you think, what is the, what,
I'm gonna be,
what do you think works for you?
The motivation for me is you got to be consistent in life.
Yes.
Whatever that you're doing, you gotta follow through.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, and you know, and so if you gonna say, like, even your manhood too, if you say you're gonna do something, you gotta follow through.
Right.
But what drives me, man, I tell my customers all the time, is to see the people smile, enjoy the food, and be happy. You know, and it really isn't about the money with me. I promise you this. You know, it's just to see the folks enjoying the product.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're looking at a man that get up every day at 3:30 in the morning. When I leave here tonight, I gotta be back there at 3:30 in the morning. We got a Blazer game tomorrow. Mm. So it's just the same routine for me. My body got used to it over the years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess they say the older you get, the less sleep you require, or whatever you wanna say. But it's just, you know, I just have this drive for passion and, you know, of the barbecue or whatever, even the entrepreneur of it, you know. I never thought that it would be this far right now. I thought it was just this little hole in the wall shop,
but it
advanced itself over the years of how we treated people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And that's what it was. Right. It wasn't about money. I always cared about us, how we treated people. It was great customer service and good food. And it just took me to a different level. Every year we used to talk about it. You know, here we are on the next level. You know, he one time tried to rush me. Dad, we need to do this. And he said, take your time, son. We're going to be all right. Yeah. You know, we'll get to that level. Because we've been approached a lot for, you know, franchises and things like
all
that.
Type of stuff,
yes. Man. And I turned them down. You know, to this day,
I
was just approached a month ago to franchise it. I still turned it down because I want to keep that family era,
that feel.
Man, I can't sell my soul for the food. Man. My parents are dead and passed away. You know, not grandparents, but my Uncle Bully. Could you imagine me selling out right now to that? Basically, you seeing the man sitting next to me is my son Isaiah. Uh-huh. That when I take a step back, we're already trying to make that transition now.
He's stepping up.
That he gonna have to handle it. Yeah, he gonna take care of it, you know. And it's a bit, so he would be running Daddy D's, and so that's where we're going with it.
And if he franchised, it'd be like Daddy Who's.
Yeah,
they'd be like,
yeah.
Who field is this, right?
They wouldn't even care. They'd be thinking I'm Famous Dave or something, you know.
Hey. No, anyway. Man, that's a.
So right quick, because just jumping back into what you were saying. So you had mentioned just. In your mind, it was just going to be a little hole in the wall shop.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the moment when it kind of clicked with you that this was going to be bigger? This was bigger, not even was going to be.
Yeah, so me and my deal, man, I'll tell you, we've been saving when it's good and saving when it's bad.
Right.
But I've been saving when it's good and saving when it's bad for 10 years.
Okay.
And so when the opportunity knocked, I was able to purchase my own brick and mortar, my own hole in the wall. I'm the owner of this Daddy's Barbecue in Woodland, Washington. From doing exactly what I said I was gonna do, even though I was doing good, I never stirred away from it. I think because I thought I had a little money that I was okay, you know.
Yeah.
I thought I made it, but no. Yeah. I like the same day when the day I opened, I'm still that same person. So if you'd have met me 10 years, if you'd have met me 10 years ago, I'm still the same brother. You know, ain't nothing changed with me. You know, most people get a little money and think they're doing something. You know, but I still hold my same value. I still shop at Goodwill. I drive the same road to work and the same road home every single day. I don't go to bars, clubs, nothing to this day. I'm not kidding you not.
Yeah.
And so it kept me rooted. It kept me humble. It kept me who I really was. And I can have that night light at the Motor Center and shine, you know, but right. I'm ready to make it to any of the games because I work so hard providing for it, you know.
Right.
So it's just one of those things, man, you know, I never got where I came from, you know, and I really enjoy what I'm doing, you know what I mean? So
I think it's pretty cool. Oh, wait, first of all, we want to make sure you guys got the phone number if you want to call in. Mm-hmm. You can talk to Donnie, ask him a question. The number is 503-231-8187. Feel free to give us a holler, speak on it, and let us know how you feel, if you're loving the show, if you got, you know, a question or whatever, we're here for you. And so, man, it's been an amazing ride, man, just kind of watching you, you know, like, take these steps up, man. And I like that the kids is, like, so involved. I mean, you created something for the family, and now Isaiah got a chance to grow up in the mindset, you know, of like doing the right things and having focus and seeing passion. We don't get to see that a lot, man, where we from. Like, I didn't grow up, especially that
bond too, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That bond comes a long ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we didn't grow up with you know, a father that was, you know, side by side with us, showing us a few ropes, giving us an idea how to create, how to love, how to use passion, how to talk to people.
Exactly.
You know, and then watch them do something from the ground up and then give me a role in it as long as...
Well, you know, I've been talking to Isaiah every day. We've been bump heads too, you know what I mean? But yeah, anyway, so yeah, I try to instill everything that I can in him that I've been going through, you know, and he's kind of like, he's picked this up very well. This brother can cook now, man, don't get me wrong. But, you know, a lot of people don't see the behind the scenes of Daddy D's too, like my wife Louise, you know, man, she's making that red beans and rice. You got catfish, you got the cornbread, everything that's made from scratch for Daddy D's. You know, it's all family owned, family made. Ain't none of that Costco, Cisco there, bro. That's all made. Everything's made from scratch. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, anyway, too. So that y'all don't even hear none of that about that too. So it ain't just me or I. It's a team that makes a dream work.
Right. Absolutely.
And so it takes that to pull off something. The work that we put in at Daddy D's just to open up at 11 o'clock every day. Is amazing what we go through by 11 o'clock. You get there 3 a.m, you gotta make everything from scratch every single day. It is not easy.
Right.
And be able to maintain it to where the consistency of the food is staying the same. Hey. So if you come today, you come 6 months from now, it's always the same.
It's never been different, man.
There you go.
Real quick though, man, I'm kind of on the same move that Ken is on right now. I want to holler at Isaiah for a minute.
I
want to holler at Isaiah for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Isaiah, what's up, man?
Hey, doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man. I'm glad you're here, man, with your pops. And I always see you there. Every time I pull up, you there, you know. And what's it like, man? I mean, what's it like having a father like this? We all wanted this growing up. I mean, you got one.
Yes, sir.
What have you learned? How does this help you be a better man? And, you know, man,
it's been an amazing journey. You know, graduating from high school, I grew up an athlete, you know, so I never really had any visions of becoming a barbecue or, you know, open up a business for my dad. And it kind of all just kind of took off, and that's why I kind of knew it was real. After, you know, a few years passed by, I blinked my eye and
kept doing it.
Sure enough, you know, and after a little while, you know, next thing you know, I'm sitting here, you know, doing the barbecue, actually producing the product. And then I think that's when I fell in love with the craft of doing it, you know what I'm saying? And then just everything learning from Pops along the way, you know, like you said, it's a blessing to be able to, you know, get some experience of seeing my dad in different, you know, experiences in life to where, you know, I'm not really there yet, but I'll be able to learn from them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Pop said way earlier, about proving yourself before you can get on the grill.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like he treasured. What was the dish? Do you remember the dish that was like, okay, this is the one, Bobby.
Okay, he ready.
Look, check it out.
Man, you know, I think it just, like you said, man, the business was blessed, you know, as we kept going and going. And, you know, it went from Pops having enough time to actually be there, you know, and hey, man, watch the pit for like 30 seconds. Okay. And then it meant the 30 minutes. And actually, you know,
watch it for 2 days.
You know what I mean? That's how, you know, it kept rolling. And so, yeah, man. Okay. But, yeah, and then after a while, just kind of, you know, we blinked our eyes. And here we are 10 years later to where it almost seemed like I was on the pit for that long. But like you said, man, it took at least 3 years for let me get down on there, man.
Three years. He was like, man, because I worried about it so much of the consistency of it.
Yeah.
And so even though he wanted to get on, I wanted to make sure he was ready for it, man, because it meant a lot to me. Because if you, like I said, the struggle with me just to get to that point, it was a struggle, man, you know. Yeah. And so I worried about it every day, man. I was going to bed at night, man. I wanted to make sure it was right. Like even in the morning, one thing I did learn, though, it was a cold one, is what? Every morning you better make sure that pit was lit.
Right.
First thing, because people see it in the morning when they go, and they see it when they come home, and they smell it. And so that drew people, too, through the day.
That's advertising.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Man, that's amazing, man. Sheesh.
Right. So right quick, Zay. What's your go-to? If right now they was like, threw you on some kind of barbecue grill master show.
Yeah.
And your top dish that you were going to bring to compete, what would that be?
You know, if I had to go with one, I'm a rib man, you know what I'm saying? And we got a little method that we do. We call it the stack form, you know, and we'll cook them to about 85, 90% done and stack them off to the side, you know, not really right on there in that hot spot, and let that last like hour or 45 minutes. Just let that like smoke off to the side,
right,
thing, man. You pull the bone out the rib.
Right.
You said 45 minutes to the side.
But the three that we really main, that we like to focus on, is the beef brisket, pulled pork, and ribs, you know? And when it comes to that, you know, I think any barbecuer, you know, if you say you're true to, you know, queuing, those are three things you're going to be judged on. And those are three things that we hold true to what we do great.
Right. Low and slow.
Hey,
that's
the method.
Yeah, you can't rush that one, brother.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Because if you think, the key to it is, too, on the brisket, if you can cook a brisket, you can barbecue. And most people can't cook a brisket because that's the toughest meat to cook.
Mm.
So if you can put out a brisket, you know, 13, 14, 15 hours, and it'll melt in your mouth, then you can barbecue. You know, I always tell people, a lot of people think it's the meat and the seasoning and all the flavor that you do it on a barbecue pit. You know what it is? You got to master the pit. If you can't master the pit, you can't cook anything.
Mm, tell them.
You know what I mean? Mm. So it really is the pit that all pits cook differently. If you can't master the pit, then you can't barbecue. You might want to go back to school.
Hey. So you're gonna be so what I'm hearing is you're gonna open a class.
Well, you know,
right, for real.
You know, I have been approached
a
few times for something like that, but everything is time.
Righteous.
And as you know, right at this point, I just don't have the time.
Okay. I believe in it.
So you touched on something a little bit earlier, that you didn't know was gonna get this big. Mm. So would you agree then, like, does it make sense that, like, you know, because we believe in energy in the universe, and we believe that if you continuously, and like you always say, consistently put out, you know, a certain amount of energy in something, that the universe is going to respond.
Oh, yeah.
So no matter, like, what you think was going to happen, they opened up doors and they give you opportunity back to back.
Yes.
So you had a lot of opportunities come since you started that you didn't know what's going to happen. So did that, you know, what did you think though? Like, I'm really doing this? Like,
well, you know, I always think, like, it's a different level to the game. You know, I watched Daddy D, you know, grow every year. It was something different, you know. Mm-hmm. We noticed it too, you know. We're saying another chapter of Daddy D's, you know. Mm-hmm. I think this is still the beginning. We're just in another level. We're just waiting for the next level, you know.
Yeah.
And so I believe there's another level to it, you know. And so I've been approached to that level too, but it's just me taking that step. Do I want that next level, you know, right now? Do I want to rush it? I want to take my time getting there. But I don't know how to explain it. I just said it just came to us. And, you know, people respected it.
Right.
you know, even the customers, go on the reviews of Daddy D's on Yelp, Google, okay, where you go, you'll see the love. You'll see that some of them even tear jerkers. I mean, I just got a plaque in the mail from Yelp, was the highest scoring reviews on Yelp that they ever seen.
You get
17%, 4.95 stars over any restaurant in Vancouver, Washington right now. Give it Red Lobster, OK Corral, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that didn't just come from not just the food, but it's the love, how you treated people.
The
and
experience.
That's yes, the experience. Whole thing. Yeah. Experience. And so, yeah. So most, and you never see the owner in a business. There's always some, you know,
right.
an employee, whatever. But I interact with every customer that walked through that door, man. I do. Like I said, like he was, so he's come for a conversation and a sandwich. A lot of people come there for a conversation
and
a sandwich.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like you're in a barbershop or something, you know what I mean?
They do.
And so I've had customers disappointed. Like, what Daddy D at? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, because they know I'm going to sit down with him and chop it up with them, you know?
Yeah.
And I really do take the time with them, you know, and stuff. And so I never lost that. You know what I mean? And so now is the weirdest thing is, you know, not a new restaurant open up. So I have to stretch myself a little bit.
Mm.
So I had to come to Daddy D's in Vancouver for 2 days a week, Tuesday and Wednesday, and go back over to the restaurant. Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Because all the customers from Vancouver was going to Woodland.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, so then all of a sudden Vancouver's dead, you know? I was like, oh, something wrong here. So I would go on Facebook and say, hey, you guys, hey, this is Daddy D. I'll be in Vancouver, you know, Tuesday and Wednesday. You know, I'd love to see you guys. And, you know, guess what? Behold, there it is. And people show up to sit down and chop it up. And like I said, over a pulled pork or brisket sandwich. So, it's strange, but it's true. You know what I mean? So,
Zay, you ready to take that part, too?
Oh, yeah. You know, spending so much time with Pasta rubs off on me, too, man. Being a people person, I think working at Daddy D's, you got
to
be
able to,
you know, approach people, you know what I mean, tap into their, you know, regular day life, you know, so.
Okay.
It's something to definitely right.
Isaiah, man, quick question. Like, and so I'm pretty positive, you know, this is nothing to the other kids, but I'm pretty positive that everybody had the opportunity to get involved on some level.
Yeah.
You jumped at the opportunity, you pulled it in, and you made yourself the go-to man. How did you do that, and why did you do that? Why was you able to follow Pop so much closer?
You know, it kind of happened all out of the, you know, just, you know, like all lined up. I graduated from high school in 08, and, you know, due justice to my brothers and sisters, they all doing really well for themselves, but they were kind of already off in their field, you know, doing their own chain of work.
Oh.
I'm the youngest boy.
Oh.
So by the time I graduated, it was right when he opened up shop, right. You know, and so yeah, just, you know, out of the, you know, all, you know, we're a tight-knitted family, so, you know, when Pops was opening up a business, that was something that, you know, we didn't grow up hearing. So when we heard Pops open a business, you know, I'm down with you, man. And, you know, like you said, and ever since then, it's just kind of just stuck with him, you know, learn what I could learn, and, you know, here we are 10 years later, you know what I'm saying?
And I just want to say, too, you know, he left a job making $30 an hour in the shipyard to come to Daddy D's.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I mean? So that was a blessing for me, too. You know, and a lot of people was worried about me. You know, and like I said, the day Daddy D's opened, I was still in the full body cast, you know, from an injury that I had. Yeah, and so for him to come to stick by me, help me out, man, that was a blessing, too. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know if I would have kind of made it this far without him. You know what I mean? Because he, you know, he's my right hand man.
That's dope.
Yeah. So everything that I do, he's there. I mean, this is every day, every morning. He's young. You know, he want to do other things. You know,
he's supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's dedicated just as much as them. Because it's hard to have somebody follow you on your vision.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I might have a vision. It might not be his vision. You know what I mean?
Right.
But here we are. To this day, we holding it down. You know, two people cooking all this food for thousands of people every week. It's a tough deal.
But what I'm taking from it is that it's an exchange, because you've also, in this conversation, mentioned about times you felt like this, and then he said something, and it kind of got it going.
Oh, yeah.
So being open and receptive to that, I think, is huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. All right. So it's Giving Tuesday, hashtag Giving Boo Day, the day to support KBOO Community Radio. We are live streaming on Facebook this hour on the KBOO Community Radio page and on Calculated Conversation.
Yes, sir.
We're asking for your support for a media that does not give a platform to hate speech and oppression.
Oh, yeah.
A station that does not rely on commercial advertisers to provide you with local, timely, and factual news. You rely on KBOO to confront social or local issues in a way no other radio station can, and it's just not news. You support the local music scene with your KBOO membership. You make so much happen, from shows that focus on Portland-based musicians to live remote broadcasts, from local and live music events to in-studio performances. You protect the well-being of local music, local news, and community reporting in a time when things are increasingly rare. Support KBOO for Giving Boo Day. Your contribution will make an impact. Whether you donate $5 or $500, every little bit helps. Thank you for your support. You can join our Facebook Giving Tuesday fundraiser right now. Your donation will be matched. We are trying to raise $1,000, and we're at $265 right now. Just look for KBOO Radio on Facebook and click donate.
Bada bing,
bada bang. Yes, man. So, and also, again, if you want to call in, we haven't got no calls yet, and I'm sure Donnie wants to hear from y'all. So
love to hear from you. Love to hear from you.
Everybody with good information, love to talk about it. I know I do. Yeah. Call me, please.
Yes.
But 503-231-8187. You know, if you just tuned in, we talking to Donnie Vercher and Isaiah Vercher of Daddy D's Barbecue. Just about the business, about life, love, people, relationships, and things of that nature, man. So yeah, definitely a blessing to have you guys here. So you got the Woodland store, the store on 4th Plant, and then you got the Motor Center.
Motor Center, yes, sir.
They keep changing the name. The Motor Center.
Yeah, we have three locations in the Motor Center.
Three in there.
Yeah. So the 100 level is the main one, and then on the 300 level, we have two kiosks on the 300 level.
Okay.
And so we are serving there pulled pork sandwich, baby's rib tips in it, coleslaw, and we also have a sandwich called the Shermanator. That kind of sandwich went a little viral over there. It has a shot clock on it, so you better hurry up and get one, because every time you buy the sandwich, instead of the points going up, it goes down to let you know, hey, brother, you better go get that sandwich, because it'll be out, because it sells out every game, you know, and stuff. And so it was a real blessing to get into the motor. It wasn't I have a partnership with them.
Okay.
You know, so I still control everything I do. You know, my family, everything, you know. And so I was approached 1 year from one of the CEOs, from Paul Allen, and to offer me an opportunity. Mm. They ate at Daddy D's and said, oh my Lord, she can't believe what she ate, you know? And so, you know, they asked me a few questions about what I can do and how I can do it and how many people I can feed, you know? And sure enough, they knocked on our door and gave us a phone call, and here we are today. So I thank them for the blessing, you know? I signed a five-year partnership with them, and
crazy,
and it's doing very, very, very well. So nice. That's why I know that I'm blessed. I'm gonna continue to be Daddy D. Right. You know, what I mean, ain't nothing gonna change. Right. It's just another day. So,
man, the energy around that is just amazing. You know, like this, like these conversations, this information, it just kind of confirms the beauty of, I think, the law of attraction. You know, just the universal laws of just putting out good energy. And I like, our goal is to try to get people to be aware of the things that the universe returns to you, mm-hmm, once you give out these things. And that's one of the reasons why I really wanted you in here. It wasn't really, you know, the business is what I love as well, you know, but I think the main thing is that I think you use energy and the law of attraction and the law of love to a maximum T, and so many things are being returned to you for that you probably didn't even expect. Yeah. And this is what should be expected in the future, in my opinion, because I mean, even on a smaller level, it's happened to me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, I always get opportunities. Things always happen because I constantly, like, channel my energy in certain directions, mm-hmm, to certain people in a certain format, because you know, the formula says that certain responses come back from that, you know? And so I just want people to know that, and I want them to constantly continue to do good, work on passion, spread love, you know, inspire people, and then just sit back and wait and watch everything just roll
in. You know what I found out too, man, is that the more you give, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, I can't give it away fast enough because it just keep coming back to me.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it to you, man, but I
get it.
Yeah, I mean, it just keep coming back to me, you know. And so, and I used to tell him too, I said, you know, if you could think it, you know, and believe in it, somehow it'll come to you.
Right.
And it has. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, man. It, like you said, it's that force or
that
energy or whatever it is. But I know every time I, I share with somebody in that community. I'm a mentor and I'm counseling. A couple of brothers I got in the jobs at the shipyard, they come to me and say, hey, Pops, you know, I need to talk to you about something, you know, and I'm kind of connected with the community. So right. Normally I say, hey, I need a job, man. I really need a job. And so I make sure I say, man, if you 100% you need this job, I'm going to help you, you know, like that or whatever. And those guys right now are at this, making $30 an hour, man, doing their thing, right. You know. A couple right out of the system, straight from the penitentiary, you know. I don't know if I want to mention his name, but the brother, well, he went out 3 weeks, and he came to me, and he's there right now holding down with 3 kids. Wow. Yeah, from, you know, and I didn't know from Adam and Eve, but some told him, you know, come talk to me. Yeah. I want somebody that knew me, you know, and it's just, like I said, he hit it right on the button. You have to have that, what's the word you always say? You know, that vibe. That vibe. Yeah, that vibe. Yeah. People sense it.
Man.
You know what I mean? So, anyway.
They do, man. Everything absolutely kind of works off vibes.
Yeah.
And I think that is, and the reason why we're here is because we really just want people to understand that. Because they don't really know, like we being every day we being affected by energy and by vibes, and we don't really know it. We don't know why things are happening the way that they're happening, and that's that's the reason it's going on. And I think our goal is to try to make sure people are more conscious of that, so they can actually strategize their vibes and their energy, and then start to receive some of the things that they dream about or that they want. You know what I mean? And we just firmly believe it all starts with, you know, love, man. You know, it starts with love. It starts with support. It starts with, you know, concern.
I just believe that people should follow their dream, but you have to be consistent about that dream. You know, whatever it is, everybody has an itch,
right.
And everybody has a scratching.
Right.
And so, and like I said, everybody has a dream. But you know, I did not know that daddy was my calling. Right. And here we are. You know, 10 years later. But we all have this gift, man.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
That's right.
And so a lot of people don't think until when they figure out that they do have a certain gift or something that they do, follow it. You know, scratch it, man. You know, itch it to do whatever you got to do, but you have to follow through and you have to believe in yourself. Mm. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
Right.
You know what I mean? So so whatever you decide to do, just don't accept no. I mean, you know, this is like, no such thing as no anyway, you know. So, but I mean, if you just follow through of what you're doing, you will see the outcome of it. But you just got to believe in it yourself, and everybody else will believe with you. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if that makes sense to you guys or not.
No, it makes perfect sense.
Perfect.
yeah. And so, and that's just what, you know, I've had people that didn't believe me what I was doing, you know, but I didn't care, man. I wish I had videos of me trying to load a barbecue pit with a cast on in the back of a truck, scared somebody going to steal my little barbecue pit, you know what I mean? Cause instead of leaving it at the place where I was barbecuing. But, you know, I was determined,
right?
And I was focused in what I was doing. I didn't ever deter, even though people didn't, like I said, didn't believe me. $45 a day, every day, you know, still got to pay the bills at home. You still got to feed 9 kids or whatever it is, you know.
Right.
But guess what? Right. We're here today from determination and believing in myself.
Absolutely, bro.
You know, not worrying about somebody else believing in me. You know, and so I still follow that same. That's why I was staring at Isaiah. I'm telling the same thing, you know. So he knows because he's right by my side every day.
Right.
You know, so I know he's soaking it up. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, and I know, to the audience out there, is whatever you're doing, I don't care if it's collecting cans or washing cars, or just be good at what you do.
Right.
You know what I mean? And don't let nobody, because they're not the people that's putting the money in your pocket. So don't let nobody judge you from what you do and how you do it. Just do a good job at doing it, you know, and I hope that makes sense to the audience that's out there, because you're looking at a brother right now, man. You know, I don't even have retirement, so I got to save for that too.
Right.
You know, so I'm working. This is another level of my journey that I have to deal with too. You know, it's not just making money and opening those businesses. You got to think of the future.
Mm-hmm.
And Daddy D's is going to be the one in Vancouver. No, excuse me, one in Woodland. I hope that to be my retirement. Mm. And that, and I'm going to build from there. To this day, I'm trying to build the one in Woodland. And, you know, cause just so I can maybe step back in the next couple of years. I'm, I ain't lying, I'm tired.
Get some break, mm-hmm. yeah. break, get some air.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That, that's what I'm hoping, you know, and stuff. So
I think that spiel really speaks to the flow. Right? Mm-hmm. It really speaks to the flow because this wasn't a thing where you have the accident and felt like it was a wrap because mm-hmm. you've been doing the bridge building construction life and feeling mm-hmm. like that was and that wasn't your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you hit your flow, something that you do without even thinking about it, right?
Exactly.
It's just something you got because that's what you was raised in. And mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of us that need to take that into account,
right?
That there's the things that we're good at without even trying.
Exactly.
That's what we have. And it's mm-hmm. really about strategizing about how do you capitalize off this? How can you make what it is that you're naturally drawn towards
right.
work for you?
Right.
You know, it was funny too because when I was in that cast, man, I kept thinking about my family. You know, when I built the first Daddy D's truck, I didn't know where it was going, man. Mm. I didn't know where it was gonna sit at. Who gonna let me sit there with it? Who, you know, I was building it. And I took my life savings to do that. I took my 401k.
Yeah.
You know, so if I would have failed, I would have failed myself, but I would never owe nobody nothing. But I took my own money to start Daddy D's. Mm-hmm. To this day, I've never bought a dime from nobody. And it's all from saving mm-hmm. good and saving this bad, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, mm-hmm. so when I built that trailer, I did not know where it was going.
Right.
And then the trailer started evolving, I started knocking on doors. Can I, you know, hey, sir, can I park my trailer here, sell a little bit of barbecue, whatever. And so the first place we had was on 17th and 17th and
Vancouver?
117, excuse me.
Okay.
And so at the same time, but that, I wasn't satisfied though.
Mm.
Yeah, you know? So mm. So I was still trying to get that location.
Yeah.
But when I found that little gas station, I was sitting in the corner selling barbecue. And that owner, he knew what was going on too, you know, because yeah. he said, man, we sure fill up that parking lot out there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and so there was a hot dog place there. She shut down at 2:00, but I was there all day.
Right.
But I approached him. I said, "Listen here, sir. I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I was raised on hole in the walls, and they always attached to something."
Mm.
I said, "Sir, you give me an opportunity to put a barbecue place in here. I won't let you down. You know what I mean? That it'd be a benefit for you and me. You know, and so." He gave me that opportunity. And so when I signed the lease there, I signed a lease for 10 years. Didn't even know if I would make it two.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I was scared to lose it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And sure, until this year is my 10-year anniversary there.
Wow.
But that gas station, brother, I don't care. Man, 20%. Mm. So the store itself, because Daddy D's Barbecue is in that gas station, went up 20%.
Mm.
And he's like, thank you.
You know what I mean? So no rent has never been raised in the 10 years. So we're still the same to this day.
This is a crazy story. I didn't even hear all this before, man. But Donnie, this is what it's all about, man. You know, I keep saying the same things is because that's really what, like, you know, I know me and Ken believe in, you know, just the universe, the energy, like, that's what it says. It says that don't worry about what's going to happen or how you're going to get there or how you're going to make it happen.
That what's in front of you is what's behind you.
All you have to know is that it's going to happen, and then it's a wrap.
That's it.
You just have to make a decision that this is what's going to happen, and I don't need to know how it's going to happen right now.
That's it.
And you just make steps, strides, time after time, day after day. And it says that
mm-hmm.
the people that you need will show up in your life.
That's it.
The people that you need to get to the next level, they'll show up. They'll come out of nowhere.
That's it.
They'll knock on your door and say, "Hey, I saw what you've been doing. I got something better for you."
Yes.
"Hey, I like your movement. I want to make this deal with you. I got this contract."
And that's what we're going through right now. He hit it right on the button.
Yeah.
That's where it go, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you, folks, man, it's not what's in front of you. It's what's behind
that's
you.
That's huge.
Do not... Think about that fast money in front of you, because it won't last. It won't last. You have to think of what's behind you. If you think what's behind you, everything else will come.
Right.
Don't rush it. You know what I mean? And so it's just one of those things that he hit on the button, man. opportunities just kept knocking on us. I mean, I can't explain to you how many people knock on my door.
A lot.
You know, I mean, yeah, how many calls and publications. I did four interviews last month and four different publications in the last 1 month from just sitting here talking to you guys. Yeah. And so people were sending me plaques and awards. I mean, I appreciate it. It really don't mean that much to me, but I really appreciate it. But the thing is, you have to believe that whatever's in front of you, that's not the real picture, is what's behind you.
Right.
And I guarantee you, it'll come back and bite you.
That's hard.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's hard. Mm-hmm.
So.
That's amazing, man. Mm-hmm. Crazy, amazing story. Mm-hmm. I wanna hear the Isaiah for a quick second. So Isaiah, what would you say, man, it's been a lot of things you learned. What's the main thing you learned from your dad? Just the very top thing that you think is gonna carry you.
You know, I mean, in a world that's so dynamic with different things you can do and different, you know, routes you can go, I think the main one is just never what you do, it's how you do it, you know?
Right.
And I think, like, you know, going through, you know, touching on your basis about, you know, what you put into this atmosphere, mm-hmm. and what will return to you. And one thing that Daddy D's, man, is that everything is built off love, you know, from the reason why my dad's getting up to, you know, working these crazy hours and putting his dedication for the love of his family. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we touch on, you know, having the love for the craft or the barbecue, the product that we put out, to the love of the customers, you know, and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest thing, is just whatever you're going to do, you know, one, love doing it, and two, you know, give it all you got, you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, once you even, like, if you don't even know which way you're going, as long as you're putting out everything that you have and desire, it'll find you.
You know what I'm saying? So absolutely.
Just continue to chase your dreams. And that's one thing I take from, you know, growing up, you know, like I said, I don't think any of us looked at my dad and would understand that he would be a successful entrepreneur, you know, African-American, you know, and just to see the levels of the bars that he set, just you kind of, if you can believe in yourself, you can take yourself to places that you don't even know, you know, so.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even know he was going that far. And so again, the beauty of it is you don't really need to worry about how far you're going to go as long as everything is based off love.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the message we want to send out to people.
Exactly.
Do things in love. Do things in passion. And the universe is going to look out for you.
You got to do it,
stay
man.
Consistent with that.
You got
to
do
it. And they're going to have your back. You won't have to worry. I believe that you ain't going to ever have to worry.
Karma, man.
If you stick with those
two. I believe it's just a natural thing. It's not hard for us to do it, man, especially as, you know, I mean, as African American, we have love, man. We born and raised in love. You know, your family, it's one of those.
That's because us all we had at one point.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you, you know. And so, and a lot of people think it's hard to do something for somebody. It really only takes a little bit to do. A lot of people think it takes a lot to do something for somebody, but it really only takes a little bit to do for a lot of people.
For a lot of people.
It's really simple, you know. And so, just like go back to, you know, Dream for Life, you know, it took like five of my friends when we first started. Me and Isaiah started that nonprofit, but it took multiple people to pull it off. The people, like five or six friends, we fed the first year, we probably fed 200 people with five people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The next year, 450 people, you know, and just kept growing over the years. It seemed like we inherited it. The Vancouver. I mean, cause I got phone calls before Thanksgiving, brother. Hey, man, are you still having that Thanksgiving dinner? You know.
Now they know.
Yes, man. Yes. And so, so, one thing I stressed about the love for the Dream for Life for the Thanksgiving dinner was, it's not just for homeless folks. There's people out there got jobs that can't afford Thanksgiving dinner, and so this is for the community.
Yes.
So when I announced on Facebook, I said not one person would be turned away.
Turned away, I've seen that.
Yeah, so you make sure that you know that everyone is welcome, and so it wasn't just homeless folks. It was everyone, and so you see that the community come together. It makes it easy for people to talk to each other, man, and see you walking down the street. Hey, yeah. I mean, from the deal there, you know. Anyway, it like I said back to is when you put food on the table, it brings people together, and that was my goal.
That's huge. I'm and you did that home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, see, that's why we needed you here, because ultimately this show is designed to try to bring people together.
Man.
And I know that.
Put some food on the table.
Yeah, a brisket or something.
I wish you would have told me. I sure would have did it too. We were trying to get out of the making sure we made it here. That's what we should have did. Yeah.
So we at the end of the show, but you know, that definitely concludes. And you know, the main message we just, you know, me and Ken, my co-host, we just want people to understand, like the strength, you know, the strength of love, the strength of passion, man. You know, the strength of consistency, man, and what it can do for you. You know what I mean? And you know, Daddy D is one of my favorite examples of the beauty of love and success. You know, obviously,
and being true to self.
And it wasn't in, huh?
And being true to self.
And being true to self.
Oh yeah.
Clearly. You know, and it's like, you know, you can chase money, or you can build love. And let the money chase you.
Hey, I don't care how much money that ain't gonna make.
All right, bro.
It ain't gonna make you happy, man. I don't care how much money you have, $1 million, still be unhappy.
And if you no passion, no love, you're not happy. Yeah.
But I want to say too is I really appreciate you brothers having us here, man. You know, and I want to touch base with him on how I could support him more on what he's trying to do. Because I have a lot of respect for David, you know, and I've seen him grow over the years. Like he said, he wasn't lying to me when he came and sit down. When he want to have a sit down talk with me, he'll come.
I will.
Yeah,
I believe in those conversations.
Yeah,
man.
And so anything we can do to support you, let us know. And you'll be surprised. Not what you know is who you know.
I know Daddy D, man. All right, man.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks everybody for listening. We out next Tuesday. Calculated Conversation.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you. All right.
I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor. My behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube because he said it get funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach because they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science. Well, I'm dropping English, even if Yella makes it a cappella. I still express yo, I don't smoke weed or sex, cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage.
This is KBOO Portland.
Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up.